Hey folks, right now I'm writing my King Dude Rubs Cast Iron and Grill Cookbook, and I want your swine and Black Angus-based success stories for it. Send me your stories to steak@whitechurch.com, and don't forget the pictures, because people like them pictures.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Little Bayou Rosary. Handmade sacred art is making a comeback, and there's no finer example of this art than Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, featuring beautiful rosaries and chaplets, all made with love in Southeast Louisiana. To browse the catalog or place a custom order, go to mikechurch.com/rosary. Here's what to listen for this hour. A majority in the United States thinks Biden hasn't acted forcefully enough where Russia is concerned. Russia's demands are becoming more realistic, according to Zelensky. The latest in Elon Musk's dual challenge to Vladimir Putin. A big fail for disgraced New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, whose administration failed to account for the deaths of thousands in nursing homes due to the coronavirus. And we are now in a geomagnetic storm watch that could result in an internet apocalypse. A majority in the United States thinks Biden hasn't acted forcefully enough where Russia is concerned. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
More than half of Americans believe that Biden hasn't acted forcefully enough against Moscow for invading Ukraine and would support a no-fly zone over the war-torn nation of Ukraine, a poll showed on Wednesday. Americans by 69% believe that Russia will move to attack other European countries after Ukraine, while 31% believe that Putin will stop with Ukraine, the CBS News YouGov poll found. If Russia attacks another NATO country, 72% of Americans are in favor of a U.S. military response, while 27% oppose it, the survey found. About 52% of the 2,088 adults surveyed between March 8th and 11th for the poll said Biden hasn't acted strongly enough against Russia. 36% say Biden's actions are about right, and 12% think that they have been too much. The American people do not like to see America being weak, no matter how many times they think they do when Obama went on his apology tour. At the end of the day, Americans do not like thinking that their country is second to any other country when it comes to military might and strength. So the idea or the reporting that Biden is afraid to upset Putin and the United States is afraid of Putin escalating the war on Ukraine may hurt Biden at the ballot box in the 2022 midterms and the 2024 election. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said early on Wednesday that Russia's demands during negotiations are becoming more realistic after nearly 3 weeks of war. He said more time was needed for the talks, which are being held by video conference. Efforts are still needed. Patience is needed, he said in his nighttime video address to the nation. Any war ends with an agreement. Zelensky, who is to address the U.S. Congress today, thanked Biden and all the friends of Ukraine for $13.6 billion in new support included in a spending measure that Biden signed. Tech billionaire Elon Musk doubled down on his challenge to duel Vladimir Putin of Russia in a single combat for the fate of Ukraine on Tuesday, while ribbing Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov, a Kremlin ally and fearsome militant who called the world's richest man effeminate. This according to Fox News. You'll need to pump up those muscles in order to change from the gentle Ilana into the brutal Elon you need to be, Kadyrov wrote on the Russian social media platform Telegram. In response to Musk's challenge, Kadyrov invited the SpaceX and Tesla founder to the Chechen Republic for training on firearms, martial arts, and how to monitor and update your social network accounts, according to a translation on his Telegram post Musk tweeted on Tuesday. Without the training, Putin would appear unsportsmanlike when he beats the hell out of Musk, who Kadyrov called a much weaker opponent. A big fail for disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo. His administration failed to account for the deaths of 4,100 nursing home residents caused by the CCP virus. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli said in an audit released on Tuesday, Health Department officials underreported the death toll by as much as 50% from April 2020 to February 21, the audit found. The 41-page report determined the health department sometimes failed to meet its ethical and moral obligations to act transparently and frequently went along with the narrative that Cuomo and his top officials wanted to push. Our quote of the day, let us love the cross very much, for it is there that we discover our life, our true love, and our strength in our greatest difficulties. Saint Maria Goretti. And coming up, our saint of the day, an Irish prince, abbot, and missionary. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
We're not meant to live like this. No, we're not. Every one of our major elite institutions has been infiltrated and taken possession of by the Great Reset Cabal, and the only thing keeping them afloat are men and women of goodwill who toil to arrest these evils. Well, here's the news flash, pal. They can't be arrested. So let them go.
Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
What St. Benedict did. What the American founders did. What you and I are gonna do. Withdraw from the evil and chart a new course by bringing crusaders who are ready to act together at our second annual Crusader Congress. This year's theme, the Fellowship of the Clans, will help organize and channel that process, then put it into action. The Congress will be held in beautiful Arnoldville, Louisiana, in the heart of Cajun country. May 13th, 14th, and 15th. Join me, Dr. G.C. Dilsaver, Brother Andre Marie, Carrie Gress, David Simpson, and other key presenters for an action-driven, actual Congress. For more info and to reserve your kingdom seats, go to uponthesrocks.co or call us 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Abban, abbot, an Irish missionary, as well as an Irish prince. Abban was the son of King Cormac of Leinster. He's listed as the nephew of Saint Ibar. Abban founded many churches in Ireland, serving as abbot in Leinster until March 16, 620. The Space Weather Prediction Center issued a geomagnetic storm watch on March the 13th of this week, noting that mild solar storms are expected to hit Earth this week due to possible effects from the arrival of coronal mass ejections on March 10th. Geomagnetic storms occur when a large burst of solar wind interferes with the Earth's magnetic field, and moderate and minor geomagnetic storms are expected to hit Earth beginning yesterday. University of California Irvine Assistant Professor Sangeetha Abdu-Jyothi warned in September last year that a solar superstorm directed at Earth could prompt an internet apocalypse across the entire globe that could last for several months. According to the professor's research, power grids, oil and gas pipelines, and networking cables are the most vulnerable to the attacks of geomagnetically induced currents, while submarine cables, which span hundreds or thousands of kilometers, are even more vulnerable than land cables due to their larger lengths. The U.S. is one of the most vulnerable locations, with a high risk of disconnection from Europe during extreme solar events. Intracontinental connections in Europe are at a lower risk due to the presence of a large number of shorter land and submarine cables interconnecting the continent, the report notes. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.